Okay, it is 10:31 a.m. on Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020, and the June meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Susie Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Michael Cyril?
Present.
Deb Bright?
Present.
Terry Brown?
Present.
We also have Megan Darian, our Executive Director, as well as Scott Donald, our Assistant Attorney General. Declaration of conflicts of interest. No conflicts, I guess, so we'll move on to number three. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes for May 6th.
This is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the May 6th, 2020 telephonic board meeting minutes.
And I'll second that. This is Suzanne Coleman.
Been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes for the board. Any discussion? Again, we'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade? Yay. Aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Yay.
Do you approve, yay. Do you approve it? Aye. Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Eileen Pettit?
Yay.
Michael Cyril?
Yay.
Deb Bright?
Yay.
Terry Brown?
Yay.
Minutes are approved unanimously with no negatives. Agency operations. We're going to do two things. One is I'm going to make a short comment on Rule R4-20-102-3. And just want to make sure everyone understands that was the big rule change we did in January, effective January 14th. And that was the verification of passing both spectacle and contact lens written and practical examinations and opticianry administered by a nationally recognized body as evidenced by an original source notice of examination results or a copy of the original certificate of passage issued by the organization that prepared the exams. We cleaned this up to make it a all-inclusive of any recognized testing, and there was a question brought up at the last meeting that we did not discuss because it was not on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I'm so sorry. I need to verify one thing. This rule was passed December 4th, 2018, actually.
Right. The effective date of the rules were January 14th, 2020. That's what it says right on the rules. Must be when we finally got permission to have it published. But either way, it's still been in effect all year. And this covers all the existing exam organizations that we are currently using. And I just want to make that a clarification, make sure everyone sees that and remembers all the discussion we had on it. I don't think we need to discuss it any further. We've kind of beat it up pretty good for getting it the way we wanted it. But I just wanted to bring that up since it did not get on the agenda last month and there were some questions on it. 4B is, I believe this one's yours, Megan.
Yes, actually, I would like to get a permission for electronic signature for certifications that Chairman Nyblade and Secretary Mays would have electronic signature and on the certification rather than actual signature.
Scott, you have any recommendation in this direction? I mean, I don't see a reason why we can't. It saves us a lot of trouble in this current time frame anyway.
Right. I believe, Mr. Chair, legally there's not really any option or not really any opposition to it that I can think of. Right. I believe it's within the committee's discretion to authorize this.
Is any discussion by any of the board members? I think Sherry and I both agree that it would work, and we're using an actual script written, not a block written signature, so it actually looks like a signature. And I think it makes it a little more presentable when it's hanging up on a wall in an office. And I don't know if we need to have a motion to accept this until at least we're back meeting face-to-face. Or maybe even going forward with now doing everything else on the computer and doing it all through the computer. There, all the applications, everything's going right through the computer. Do you think we need a motion for that? Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, I agree. So, yeah, do we need to make a motion?
I would entertain that, I think.
Yeah, I think that there should be a motion. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to accept electronic signatures for certifications.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept electronic signatures for the licenses and the certification licenses for establishment as well as individual. And any discussion, any questions that anybody else has? Otherwise, I'll do the roll call. Dale Nyblade, yay. Suzanne Coleman?
Yay.
Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Eileen Pettit?
Yay.
Michael Searle?
Yay.
Deb Bright?
Yay.
Terry Brown?
Yay.
Okay, it's been approved unanimously with all yays. Therefore, we will start doing that. Go feel free to keep going with that, Megan. Number five, possible violation, Pearl Vision. I think we'll delay this one. I'll move till after number six. We'll rearrange the agenda slightly because this will be addressed in number six. Applications for licensure. A is for the licensed optician.
Okay, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to accept the following applications for licensed opticians: Sierra Pratt, Corrine Grace Thatcher, Jenna Raber, Sherry Ann Bodnicki, Scott Rosemond Bloomer.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Let's go to the roll call vote. Jill Nyblade, yay. Suzanne Coleman?
Yay.
Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Eileen Pettit?
Yay.
Michael Searle?
Yay.
Deb Bright?
Yay.
Terry Brown?
Yay.
Okay, we have all yays on the application for licensed optician. We now can welcome those five new members to our licensed optician board, or board, our licensed optician list. Let's move to 6B, application for established license.
Okay, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to accept the following two applications for establishment license. We have Pearl Vision, number 8551 in Scottsdale, and ECP Ophthalmology Services, LLC, Sun City West.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion. Sorry, I was reading.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the establishment license applications for the two establishments. We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade? Aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye. Yes.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Yay.
Terry Brown?
Yay.
Okay, the establishment licenses have been unanimously approved for the two applicants. Now we'll move up to 5A. And now that we have approved their application, I think we can dismiss this possible violation in 5A because the provision was an acquisition. I think everyone got a copy from Brandy, I think, I believe, and Bill Noble. So I think we can dismiss that one because they're no longer in violation. And they've responded very quickly to Megan's letter. So I'm very pleased with that response. It's one of the quickest I think I've seen. We got a reply. So that one we can go ahead and put that one, dismiss it. It doesn't have anything further to do with it. 7 is future meeting dates. We will not have a meeting next month. We usually don't the first week of July. So our next meeting would be on August 5th, September 2nd, October 7th, November 4th, December 2nd. So future agenda items, I don't think we have anything hanging until we get into raising some of the restrictions on the COVID crisis. We can get back to people getting into the familiar mode. Calling public, Elaine, I appreciate you being on the call.
Just saying, have a good summer, stay well, stay cool, stay safe.
Yeah, for sure.
You too, Elaine.
Thank you.
And it is now 10:43 a.m. and our meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Well.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
See you in August.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, all. Next month. Thanks, Megan. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.